from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the DLF family of podcasts, this is a Super Flex Super Show. Your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, You're Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your host, Rocky Petrella, this week at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter, and we again have one of our fellow hosts this week playing with us, not John Bosch, but Dynasty Outhouse, Russ Fisher. Russ, how you doing?
I am doing great. I am ready to lose horribly to these beautiful gentlemen I am looking at right now.
Yeah, so let's get to those beautiful gentlemen. We also have Scott Sidlow at Scott underscore Sidlow from some little podcast nobody listens to called Dynasty Junkies.
Never heard of it. I'm here for revenge.
You ready to play tonight, Scott?
I am. One question. I lost by one. Jake Trowbridge and I still, we lament the previous time on here. So very, very excited to be back. I appreciate it, Rocky.
Yeah, Scott was on about a year ago and lost to Matt, another one of our co-hosts here on DGN. And our last player here is new to the show. This is his first time. Kyle Stender. Kyle, how's it going?
Great. The glasses group all here. I guess Rocky didn't get the memo on that.
I have
you for your good eyesight, I guess.
Now I just have contacts. My eyesight's actually horrible. So.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, but we can all relate apparently.
Yes, we definitely can. Okay. So we have three games as always tonight. We'll get right into it. We have the name game. We got to have a name game. We have Co-Stars BS. And... And we have a new game I'm doing tonight that I'm calling Value Judgment. So you'll find out what that is if and when you pick. Well, when you pick it, because there's no if. So,
wait, can you say the name of that game again?
Value Judgment?
Bum, bum, bum. I just felt needed.
Okay. I appreciate it, Russ.
I like it.
So Kyle, as the newbie here, I'll let you pick the first game, and we'll get right into it.
I mean, I like order. I like alphabetical order. So Co-Stars Delight, starting with the C. I think we'll start there.
Okay. Delight is not what followed Co-Stars.
Yeah. Co-Stars BS.
So you see, I was just trying to be positive, I guess.
I appreciate it. So none Co-Stars, of that no, we don't want that. Co-Stars is a game we usually play in the off season when rosters are bigger. But I actually did this on my first episode where... it's going to be Co-Stars. It's a BS game, which we'll get into explaining that in a minute. And it's also, because we're in season, you're going to have to name guys who've scored fantasy points, at least one fantasy point this season. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a team. We're going to just rotate around, who goes first. I'm going to give you a team. You have to say how many players you think you can name on that team that have scored a fantasy point this season. And then we'll keep going around. You can keep going up higher. And then if we get to a point where you don't think you can top the last person, you say BS, and they have to do it. If they do it, they get 2 points. If they don't do it, you get 1 point. And like I said, I have six of them, so I'm just going to do six. Whoever has the most points at the end is who will win. If there's a tie, we'll figure that out.
If everybody tie, got it, I win.
I think if it's tie, it goes to the new guy, Russ.
I edit, so.
Okay, so Kyle, you picked the game, so we'll start with you. And you have to name, say how many people you think you can name that have scored a fantasy point on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And start as high or as low as you want.
Mm-hmm. Nine?
I did say the scoring, right? It's 2 points if you get it, 1 point for BS. I wasn't sure if I said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go nine.
Nine, starting pretty high. We're over clockwise on my screen, so that would be Russ next.
Yeah, I'm going to need some time to write names down.
On the fighting Urban Meyers.
Yes. The kicking Urban Meyers.
Hey, fun story while Russ is writing names down. Josh Lambeau actually my wife grew up with him and his family, like on the same street. Really nice kid, but apparently gets kicked by coaches. Kick,
yeah. He was just trying to show him how to kick, and he hit him.
Right. Inaccurate, sir. Inaccurate.
And yet, that's still like only the fifth craziest thing that Urban Meyer's done, which is for most coaches
in the last month.
So you got a number, Russ? Are you calling BS, or what are you doing?
I mean, I'm stuck. I'm on nine right now without really having the time to stop and think about it. I mean, it feels, am I really calling BS on the first number called on the first round of the first game? Like,
I don't know. Are you?
The problem is I wrote down nine. So chances are he knows nine.
Chances are.
Maybe I just took the number that was on my shirt.
There you go.
There we go. That we'll choose that.
BS. I don't know what else to do.
Okay, so what scoring setting are we going with? Half point PPR, full point PPR?
I assume it doesn't matter. Less than a point in
IDP.
In half, but
IDP. Start naming.
That's
linebackers.
True. Yes. Can we include IDP players?
No.
No. Okay. No kickers. No defenses. Okay. Or anything.
No
like
kickers.
That.
Really?
Oh, so we can't name Josh Lambeau?
No. Ah.
I almost wrote his name down, but then I realized that Rocky made this.
All right. So I've got a name nine Jags.
Yep, who have scored a point.
Skill positions, all right. Yes, who have scored a point.
Oh, okay. So
if you know their third string quarterbacks and he didn't score a point, it will not count.
Okay, so the quarterbacks do count. Okay, because I was making that assumption. Yes. Okay, so Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
James Robinson.
Yes.
Carlos Hyde.
Yes.
DJ Chark.
Yes.
Marvin Jones.
Yes.
Laviska Shenault.
Yes.
James O'Shaughnessy.
Yes.
Dan Arnold.
Yes. That's eight.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had nine. CJ Beathard. I think he scored a point.
Please tell me he didn't.
He scored 1.52 points on the season.
I'm pretty sure I rostered him. I remember seeing like, okay, he doesn't have a zero, so I won't drop him.
How do you miss Swagnew, baby?
Come on, yeah. More riding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Day. Yeah.
Also,
wait, by the way, their QB3, Jake Luton.
That's true. He played last year, but yeah. Not this year. He would have been a zero.
He did not score a point.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's the QB3.
No, I did. Okay. Agnew was the player. I thought I knew. I thought I counted for it. I blanked on.
All right. But give me like another player that's gonna make me want to slap myself in the face for not remembering. Like, wait, hold on. Is Divine Azigbo still there?
You say that.
Divine Azigbo is.
I think he was cut before the season.
Yeah.
So I don't think he scored points for them. I think he wasn't at the Saints.
Yeah, I think you're right. He was on the Saints. Laquan Shredwell. The immortal Tavon Austin.
I was gonna say Colin Johnson, but I can't remember if that was another preseason cut. If that was last year,
yeah. No, he scored for the Giants.
Scored for the Giants. Okay. So, yeah.
Other than that, there was Dare Agumbawale.
Oh, he's there. Okay.
Yeah. Most of the other ones are real. Chris Manhertz, Jacob Hollister.
Anyway, so this is the perfect propaganda for people should play Superflex because they probably wouldn't have known CJ Beathard or had him rostered to know that, to get that clutch name. So
I have to say I am in many Superflex leagues and
zero shares.
CJ Beathard, man. I mean, that's.
So Kyle did get them. So that's 2 points for Kyle. We'll move to the next team, which is on my list. I just scrolled to the wrong spots. Ah, it is the, so this may help somebody. It's the New Orleans Saints. So we started with Kyle going clockwise. It's now Russ starts.
I just wrote down eight names real fast, so I'll say eight so other people can either pick a number or call BS on it, I guess.
I'll say 10. I figure you can get one more than the Jaguars.
So 10 to Kyle.
I'll say 11.
All right. Well, I mean, I stopped at eight, so I'm just going to call BS at this point.
On me or on Scott?
On you. I
guess yeah, yeah. 11. The person who goes before him. Yeah, yeah. It's the
last. There ain't no coming back.
That's fair enough. Okay. All right. So we got three quarterbacks here. Again, super flex. People should play it. Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian, Deontay Harris, Marquez Callaway, Tre'Quan Smith. Of course, everyone forgets him. Well, we want to forget him. Yes. For years. Adam Trautman, Juwan Johnson. His name.
Ooh, that's the guy. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram,
who?
Tony Jones, and I believe that's 11.
That is 11, and they are all correct.
I was little like, I got to the other three. Little Jordan Humphrey.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Again, I would be scared to meet Big Jordan Humphrey if that's little Jordan Humphrey.
They actually had a lot. They had Ty Montgomery. Divine Azigbo scored 1.4 points.
We talked about that one earlier. That was almost the Kenny.
Freebie.
Nick Vinette, Kenny Stills, and some other guys. So, Kyle, out to a lead here with 4 points. We will go to the next team. Scott, you will start this one. And that team is the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay. I will say 11. I'll say 11.
You guys are the worst.
So 11 to you, Kyle.
I'll say BS.
Okay, good. I can stop writing.
Okay. All right. So who are there? For their quarterback. All right. Well, let me start with who I know. Okay. Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines. I believe Marlon Mack scored points at some point. Okay. Carson Wentz. Oh gosh. Did he? Well, let's go. All right. T.Y. Hilton, Michael Pittman. Who's that guy that keeps scoring? Ashton Doolin.
Yes.
Wow. Jack Doyle.
Yes.
I don't have any more written down. So other tight ends. They had so many that were there that are gone. Mo Alie-Cox.
Yes.
There's another one. Rookie. Granson.
Yes.
Granson.
You're at 10, by the way.
I'm at 10?
Yes.
What'd I say?
11? 11. he was like, okay. I'm at 10.
So I know the other quarterback's name, but I can't remember. I know Wentz is always hurt, so I'm like, I want to say him. But then I thought, wait, no, Wentz has actually played a lot this year. So did he miss any snaps at all? Oh, actually, no, they had somebody else. It was a different quarterback. Can't say kickers, huh?
Not say kickers.
So Vinatieri's out. Oh wait, he's.
Deion, running back. D-E-O-N. Deion, Jackson.
No.
Deion Jackson.
Did Jackson first, Russ?
Deion Jackson.
Did Johnson first. I wouldn't
get it. Jacob Eason, man.
Jacob Eason. See, I was thinking Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, I think did Jacob Eason score negative points?
He played. Yeah,
that was where I was going.
He had an interception, and he got 0 points.
Okay. I was too afraid to say it.
Negative 1 point.
And that's the other thing I was thinking. Did Marlon Mack play enough to get even one fantasy point? That's the other thing, too.
I think he had one game.
That's why I was almost spanking on that.
12.9. So,
good job, Scott.
You missed what I thought was a fairly easy one.
Wide receiver
Campbell.
Oh, that's one. Actually, I thought you could get two. But
I can't say players from that school.
Zach Pascal.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
He's
yes.
actually their fifth highest scorer on this
season. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised he's that low.
Pretty much set everybody out. Kiki Kuti scored 1.5 points for them.
Oh, no shit. He's still in the league. Good for him.
Right. And rookie Mike Strachan. I don't know how you say that name.
Mike Strachan.
Strachan or Strachan. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was there, and then there's another guy I never heard of.
Okay. Yep.
I love Deion Jackson. Good call, Scott.
Deion Jackson. Oof, pulled that one out last minute.
I know. I thought you were going to say pass when you're like, oh. And then you're like, Deion Jackson.
I was
like,
no, because I just remember like 2 games ago. Was it like 2 weeks ago or something? And it was Marlon Mack was inactive and like special teams guy. And he somehow got some random garbage time.
Okay. So everybody's gotten BS called and has managed to pull it out. So see if we keep that going. Kyle, we're going to start with you again. And your team this time is the Houston Texans.
Oh, boy.
I did look for ones, A, that had a lot of people that scored fantasy points, and B, were a little difficult. So at least on some level.
I'll say 10.
So starting with 10. Goes to Russ, in case you didn't know Russ.
I don't want it to go to Russ.
Scott's leaning back with his little clipboard there. He's like, I'm glad I'm third here. Writing down names.
Because I'm stuck on 8. I feel useless this game. BS, man.
All right.
You have 10, Scott?
I was going to go big.
Yeah.
Really? Because they have all these random crappy guys. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I'm stuck on 9.
It's hard to think of. But
yeah. I have 2 wide receivers, and that's all I could think of.
Oh, I have 6.
So Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, we've got Brandon Cooks, Brevin Jordan, Jordan Akins, and Pharaoh Brown.
Yep.
Nice.
Now the running backs. I remember them all. So Rex Burkhead, David Johnson, Philip Lindsay.
You're at 9. So you just need one.
I named one wide receiver. I can't think of a second wide receiver for the Texans. What is this? You're right, Russ. Is it like a strike thing? Like if I get one wrong, is it done or does it 3?
Russ gets the point. Yep.
All right. Because I think there's a name, but I think Kiki Kuti played for them at one point. I think he scored at least a point. So I'll say Kiki Kuti again. Carried over from the last team.
Is not on my list. I believe he was got on the team, the season. But he did yeah. not. He might. Damn I think he might have been on their he's practice their squad or something for a while. Yeah. But
Chris Moore, Chris Conley, Nico Collins, Philip Dorsett.
How did I forget Nico Collins?
Royce Freeman.
Royce Freeman. That's... Wow.
Hey, yeah, former Randall season Cobb. Ticket holder.
Yeah. Randall Cobb was the only name I had written down that he didn't get.
Ooh,
very. He didn't play either there for them. Though.
He didn't. I that was traded before the season.
Yeah.
Was it before the season?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, I'm glad it didn't get to me.
good job, Russ.
Danny Amendola.
We all want to forget about him. That's the problem there.
Did you say Scotty Phillips?
No.
Who?
He's the only other name.
Scotty Phillips. Yeah. He had one good game that went on IR.
Yeah, he was a guy a lot of people I remember picking up off of waivers like after Lindsay got cut. Everybody's picking up Scotty Phillips.
And then he went on
in deep dynasty leagues, yeah.
Well, Russ, you got a point, so good job.
Woo-woo! Default, so, baby.
It is 4 for Kyle, 2 for Scott, 1 for Russ. We got 2 teams left.
On the board, baby.
So let's see.
I could still win.
You could.
Anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
There's 4 points up for grabs, so. The next team, we're starting with you, Russ. The Tennessee Titans.
7.
7 to Scott.
I will go 10.
12. Oh, wow.
Oh.
See, what sucks is
up in the air.
I thought 10 would get it for sure.
Because what's the worst is I call BS. If he gets it right, he wins.
Yes.
If he gets it wrong, he wins.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you have to say a number, yes. Russ. You got to try, man. You got to try.
That's right, because there will only be 2 points left. Actually,
well, it's not that I win. It's just that you can't win.
You don't win, but Scott could actually tie. Scott has 2 points. If he gets it wrong, you both could tie. If you say BS, you both have 2 points. If he gets it wrong, you both have 2 points, and there's one team left. So you could tie.
All right, so you guys are freaking waiting for me to write all this down. What number did you say?
I said 12.
I mean, I'm going to say 13.
But say it again.
I'm saying 13.
Okay. Seeing how confident he is.
Well,
because I have 13 written down. So do I go for it and try to pull, you know?
Yeah, you can do 14 and Kyle, you could say 14 and then Kyle says 15.
The Titans don't do that well in fantasy.
We better not. Yeah, all right. All right, BS, Russ, go for it.
No, you should have said 14 and tried to guess it because I don't actually have 13, so you're only going to get 1 point.
Okay, still gives me a shot. Still gives me a shot.
Exactly, which is why I did it anyway, because got to have some. You got to make it a game. So yeah, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, Julio Jones, Chester Rogers, Jeremy McNichols, Anthony Firkser, Marcus Johnson, and Darrington Evans. Did Evans even score a point this season?
3.8.
Yes. Yes.
And that, yeah, you have 9.
Yeah, I just double counted. Yeah, that's all I got, though. I got nothing.
So really? You're giving up?
Think for a minute.
Scott seems disappointed in me.
Think, Russ. Dig deep.
Maybe Scotch was the bad idea. Scotch is never a bad idea. See, I have all the stupid wide receivers. I have as many running backs as I could remember. I don't think Tanny missed any time. I have no idea.
All the stupid
I agree.
I don't have all the stupid wide receivers.
No.
Well, clearly I don't, but
there's always some.
There's one that you will definitely recognize. Not that he's good, but
I'll know the name.
Yeah. He's actually.
Does Dez Fitzpatrick actually catch a ball?
Yes. And that's not even the one I was talking about.
So that's 10. 10.
Yeah, Dez Fitzpatrick actually has a touchdown this year.
Wouldn't have known that, and I have him rostered
on your taxi squad that you don't pay attention to, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it just happened a couple weeks ago. It was like week 11. He had a touchdown.
I'm stumped.
Okay, so we're going to officially call that the point for Scott. And Scott, did you have any others? I know you said you had
Dontrell Hilliard, Adrian Peterson, Jeff Swaim, Westbrook Ekine.
That's the Westbrook Ekine. Yeah, that's
Westbrook
the one
Ekine.
Yeah.
That's right.
Michael Pruitt.
Yes.
Michael Pruitt.
No way. Yeah. He's on that team?
Yep.
He was a former Viking, I believe.
Russ, did you say Dante Foreman?
Yeah, Foreman. AP Hilliard.
He said Evans.
That's the thing with injuries is these other guys play and you're not familiar with them. That's what makes it hard, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. And the thing is, like, we were talking about Dante Foreman on Trade Addicts yesterday. Damn it.
Jeff Swaim was the highest guy that's on there that you didn't say. He's actually their 7th highest fantasy point scorer.
Never would have remembered he was on that.
He was one of the last guys on him. Yeah.
The only other one I want to mention, because I just like saying his name, is Racy McMath has 1.9 points this year.
Wow.
Say that name one more time.
Racy McMath?
That's crazy. That's made up.
I love that.
You made that up right now.
Wasn't he a 6th-round pick in the draft?
Yeah.
Okay. So
imagine if you use TA scoring with return points, how much how crazier this would get.
So that was Sid Lowe. Yeah, this is just vanilla PPR. So Scott has 3, Kyle has 4, Russ has 1.
I'm on the board, baby.
So the last team, and we will start with you, Scott, is the New York Football Giants.
Well, okay.
We may not hear it through the magic of editing, but Russ, we gave Russ plenty of time for at least one of his starts, so I'm not going to rush you too much and with a number.
Oh, yeah, no. Take your time.
Ah, man.
Stumped. You know he wants to say a huge number.
So I know, and they just like there's just so many random guys that I just can't.
It seems so easy after you hear them.
All right, let me see where they go. Okay, I have in.
You know what's amazing to me is you're doing. Kyle is just watching and not writing down any names.
I'll say 11.
Yeah, fuck.
I have good observation,
Rocky. By the way,
there's like two guys that I know the names, but I'm not sure that they've played or scored.
He said 10. Kyle said 11. I just said 12, which means, Scott, you need to say 13 to try and get it right so you can try and win.
Okay, let me write down these two guys because like, I'm going to have to use them at the end. All right, so what am I saying? Russ, what did you say?
I said 12, so I did just 30. Think of the 13th.
I need 13. Okay, I guess 13 then.
All right, let's make it dramatic. I'll call BS.
Oh, yes. Someone's going to win here. There's not going to be a tie.
Okay. All right, let's start with the ones I know. So Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon.
Yes.
my favorite receiver ever, Tony. Kadarius Tony. Darius Slayton. Sterling Shepard.
Yep.
Kenny Galladay. Evan Ingram. Kyle Rudolph. Saquon and Booker.
We're at 10. You said 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we said his name earlier, but I'm not sure that he scored points for them. So Colin Johnson. I don't know that he scored, did he?
Is that you saying Colin Johnson?
I'm saying yes, Colin Johnson.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh.
18.9 points.
Okay. I have two more names, but so I have come on. He had to have played because Barkley was hurt. I know there's some running back I'm forgetting because I said Booker. He got a lot of work. Gary Brightwell.
He has 2 points on the
I had his name written down too. Nice.
I forgot about him. I was hoping that was it.
Okay.
Nice, Scott.
Okay.
Score the win.
So, I have one other name written down here. It's somebody we all picked up because we thought he was going to play, but I don't think he's played because he was like signed an emergency. I'm pretty sure he didn't play though. I'm pretty sure he didn't play. So I just don't know who else. Oh, there was a tight end I rostered everywhere last year because Ingram always gets hurt.
Look at Kyle sweating. He's sweating.
I can't think of his name. Oh, my God. I had like 10 shares of him last year.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know exactly who he's talking about. You have the list. Of course you know who he's talking about. That's a lie. I don't know if he caught a ball this season.
I honestly don't. I don't even
say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So the name I'm not saying was Jake Fromm because he was signed, but when Daniel Jones got hurt, but I don't believe he played. So I'm not saying that. And then the only other one I can think of is the tight end. I'm sure there's some random wide receiver, but I have no idea. So, I'm pretty sure it was a weird name. Like a weird, or not weird, but just not normal. Like weird.
Can only give you so much time, Scott.
All right. Kit. Caden.
Caden Smith.
Caden.
What?
Now, hear what I'm banking on. Does he even play for the Giants?
Caden Smith. He was there last year. I don't know if he's played this year.
I know, and that's what I was thinking too.
Oh, no. I just, for them. If I lose now, that's going to be so annoying. All right. What do you get?
Caden Smith scored 6.3 fantasy points
for the game. Oh, that was so intense. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I was thinking Elijah Penny. We just saw him. We just saw him.
Good one.
Good one. Smith was the name that last name I had written down.
That was it.
Name the highest guy you guys did not say was John Ross.
Oh yeah.
I knew there'd be receivers that I couldn't think.
Oh, yeah. Dante Pettis too.
And Dante Pettis.
That's the guy. I was a wide receiver that went there.
I should have gone higher than 11 on my first.
Yeah, you said Elijah Penny, and that's pretty much it of recognizable names. CJ Board, Pharaoh Cooper.
CJ Board, yes. No, really, like last year he had like one really good game.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, CJ.
I don't recognize the name at all.
For some reason, I thought Caden Smith went to the Falcons, but I guess I'm thinking of someone else. So that was Clutch Scott. Good job.
Yeah. Ooh,
I had so many shares of him. I was going to be so mad if I did not come up with that.
Yes.
That was so intense.
Scott takes the game 5-4. And Scott, we'll let you pick the next one. Do you want to leave the name game for last and go with the new game?
Because the name game is like, I think Russ is just going to crush us. Like Kyle, you're the only shot on that one. So let's see. All right. Yeah, let's do the new one.
Okay. So this game is, like I said, I called it Value Judgment. I'm not the best at calling it. I kind of like this one. It is basically inspired by one of Russ's other million pods, Dynasty Wall Street. And what I did was I went into the trade analyzer, DLF trade analyzer, which can give you values for each player. And I picked, mostly five. One of them's only four to five players close in value. I'm going to give you their names in alphabetical order. And we're going to rotate who starts. I thought about having you write them down, but I don't think there's any advantage to hearing who goes first. You don't know if they're right. So we're just going to go around and you're going to say your order. You have to, match it as close as possible what the actual order is. You'll get 1 point for everyone you get in the right spot.
And it's based on the calculator. DLF
trade analyzer values, super flex, tight end premium values.
Okay.
12 team.
Wow.
Got it.
And the way I did this, actually, and I'll let you guys, as we do it, you can pick even which position. Because what I did was there's five of them. I did one for each position, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and then one that's a mixed bag, which we're going to do last. But up until then, you can pick which position to. So, Scott, you can start us off, and we'll again rotate around and who starts and all that stuff.
So I'm just picking the position?
Yes, and then I'll read you pick the position, then I'll read the names, and then everybody, you know, starts ordering them, but you're going to
go first. All right, let's start with quarterback.
Okay, quarterback. And like I said, there's an alphabetical order, and I'm not going to say whether this happened or not, but just because it is possible that they could actually be in alphabetical order in terms of the ranking, I didn't purposely switch it up. I just went alphabetical order on each one.
Perfect.
Kirk Cousins. Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, and Zach Wilson. And this is, again, how the analyzer ranks and not personal ranks.
I have to channel my inner John Bosch. I have to remember, it's not what I think. It's what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, I think the analyzer is like some combo of like market value and ADP and DLF ranks, I think, might be thrown in there. I don't know what they do, so...
It's a combination of rankings, ADP, and actual trades made on MFL.
Okay. Can you repeat the names?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure about the rules.
I can repeat the names. Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, Zach Wilson.
Couldn't believe there was three W names. Like,
right?
I know.
How was Watson the third? What? Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
It's so easy for me, but like there's a couple of these guys that I pretty much have none of, and it's like I have no idea where they're valued because I haven't traded for or traded them away, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, they're all close, at least in the
analysis. So they're all fairly close, though, the point.
These are
right?
separated by 30 points from top to bottom in their value.
Really?
Yeah.
Which interesting.
If you use the analyzer, it goes
because it's to, not like, even close yeah. some of these for me, but okay, got it.
I have no idea. This is going to be so terrible.
And like I said, the way it'll work, you'll get 1 point for each spot you have right. So whoever has the most points at the end will win. Hopefully there's not a tie. I always hope there's not a tie.
Always hope there's not a tie.
Whenever you're ready, Scott.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going 1 through 5 then, what I think.
Yeah, start with 1, go to 5. Yeah, the highest to the lowest.
I'm going to go Watson still. I mean, it's hard. Honestly, it's harder than you think. It's like Cousins like has a lot of production, but like he's older and nobody likes him unless you're Justin. You're right. All right, so let's go Watson, Wentz. I'll go with the youth and Wilson, and then I'll go Cousins, Baker.
Cousins, Baker.
Okay. Watson, Wentz, Wilson, Cousins, Baker.
So, Kyle, that means you are next.
Watson at 1. I'm gonna go Wentz, number 2. I think Scott's right about that. I'll say Cousins at 3. I think he's just young enough that he's not getting super discounted because of age. Mayfield 4, and I think Zach Wilson's last.
So what's hilarious is I have the same middle as Scott, but my 1 and 5 are swapped. I have Baker, Wentz, Zach Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Cousins, Watson.
And this is why Dynasty works.
Yes,
this is
1,000%.
This is why we play.
So... I will say, none of you had more than 2 in the correct spot. the correct order, Watson is actually last, so Russ got that right.
Wow, man.
The correct order Wentz, Cousins, good. Wilson, wow. Baker, Watson.
Wow. So I got 1 right, I think.
Yes, Kyle got 1, which was Baker in the 4 spot. Sidlow got 1, which was Wilson 1. In the 3 spot. And Russ got 2, Wilson at 3, and Watson at 5.
Watson.
No, so, wait. But Scott and I both had Wilson at 3.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that one.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing you got right, because I got Watson at 5.
My bad. Yes.
Yeah. I tried for you, buddy. Sorry.
Plug this in. Thanks, and man. It doesn't matter that Russ got the – you know, you each get the points. It's just you tally up as many as you can get.
Okay.
It's just that as of right now, I'm better than winning. You two.
Yes.
How'd the last game go?
Oh, past, man. We move forward on this game.
I'm nostalgic.
Don't look back.
Yeah, wearing your shirt from 2 years ago.
That's true.
Well, I mean, game night, video game shirt, I thought it was the most appropriate one.
That's fair.
Okay,
that's
Kyle. Fair. So what position do you want to go with now? Running back, wide receiver, tight end?
See, running back's my favorite position, but I actually want to save it for last. I'm going to make one of you guys pick it. We'll go with tight end just because I just like them the most. So I might as well pick them.
Okay, tight end.
These are fun.
Be such a mess because you're not even going to give
Rocky's going to pick Rocky. If you, we'll see.
Blake Jarwin, Jordan Akins.
This is actually hard to find 5 that were close-ish together. These aren't as close actually as the quarterbacks were, but they're still
so they're not necessarily close. Like in like 5 in a row, like consecutively. No. They're just close in value.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least I couldn't figure out a way to filter it by position, so I just had to kind of scour through it. So nobody was actually literally 5 in a row within the overall list. I think all of them were pretty much 5 in a row within the position, though, if that's what you were asking.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, the 5 are Noah Fant, Pat Freiermuth, Mike Gesicki, Dallas Goedert, and Dawson Knox. And Kyle, you also then will start with giving the rankings when you have it ready.
And sorry, so this is the where's this list from? So you said there was the
DLF trade analyzer values. You can if you go on the trade analyzer, you can click on what the value is and see the whole list.
How often, like that's updated weekly, right?
Yeah, maybe Russ knows better than me. I think it's updated fairly frequently. I pulled these this afternoon, so that's when this
ADP plays a large part of it. And since the ADP is monthly, it's not super 100% caught up, but it's updated frequently.
Trades made are involved in it, so I assume that updates some. And rankings, I think, are done fairly frequently, so that should that'll update it some. But yeah, I guess the ADP could skew things a little because that's only done monthly. Like I mentioned, the Wall Street kind of inspired me, but I did not feel it was right to use DTC on a DLF podcast. So.
Damn straight.
Says the trader.
That is the Wall Street, a very fine podcast, though. It's not a DLF podcast, but they're one of our other co-hosts, Bosch.
Literally one of
I was about to say, you call me the traitor, but it was actually Bosch's show in the first place.
Good point.
Although, I mean, Russ, you did brand yourself as the trade addict, right? So trade addict leagues, trade this, trade that. You kind of, we of course, we think you use the trader. It should be a compliment that your branding has worked so well. I'm starting, right?
Yes, whenever you're ready.
All right. Pat Freiermuth, 1. Dawson Knox, 2. Noah Fant, 3. Mike Kosicki, 4. Dallas Goedert, 5.
Very different. We have one overlapping. I have Goddard first, then Gasecki, Noah Fant at 3, Freiermuth at 4, and Knox at 5. I'm like, this is the worst because these are a bunch of dudes that if you saw in a trade and tight and like in a league, you'd just be like, whatever. Okay. Lump of tight ends. Sure.
Okay. So Scott.
I also had Goddard at 1. I put Freiermuth at 2. I'm hoping that the recency stuff pushed him up, but
clearly I was hoping that too.
Yeah. And so this is where I struggle with the next one is Knox or Fant. So if I'm hoping the recency works, I'm either going in all in on it or I'm hedging. So I'm going to say Knox 3, Fant 4, and Gasicki 5.
Man, I like Gasicki way too much. I think that's what it comes down to. Like, I definitely threw my bias in on this one.
It's funny because I felt I threw my bias in to have him so low at 4. So maybe we're all, maybe he is the number 3 in the middle.
Yeah, right.
This is definitely very tough. And again, you guys did not do that well. again, though, like it's hard to figure out the analyzer's values as opposed to even what other people, you know, Twitter's values or whatever else you might be thinking of. But yeah. So the actual order was actually the alphabetical order that I read them in.
Oh, wow.
Nah. Fant,
Freiermuth, Gasicki, Goddard, Knox.
So I got nothing.
Fant is 1?
I was shocked by that, too.
He doesn't...
Not only that, in this... Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I agree. That made it a lot tougher.
So I got 1.
Yes. I got 1.
And Russ got 1, which is Knox last, and Scott got 1, which is Freiermuth in the second spot. But yeah, Fant was 50 points higher than any of the other tight ends, which I...
What?
Ridiculous, but
I really just thought Goddard would be up there. Like, I really just thought Goddard would be first.
By the way, though, the other three that like he's fourth, he's less than 4 points behind Freiermuth. So,
I mean, good for Freiermuth, he deserves it, but man, that's
yeah,
okay. So,
well, hey, go buy Dawson Knox.
Man. Russ got a point on that one, Scott got a point on that one, and Kyle, shut
big
out
fat zero
on the position he picked.
Yeah, I told you I hate tight ends. I wanted to get out of the way. I feel like we make the comeback at the end.
Okay, go. So Russ, you want to go running
back? What's the overall score?
I got 3.
3 Russ, 2 you, Scott, 1. And 1 Kyle.
Okay.
With 3 more to go. So Russ, running back or wide receiver?
I'm going to make Kyle prove himself right now and go running back.
Okay, this one I actually is the one only one I don't have 5. I only have 4 because it was really hard to find 4 running backs that where it wasn't real obvious one was way higher or lower than the others. So there's only 4 here. Running backs: J.K. Dobbins, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Josh Jacobs, and David Montgomery.
That's a good
Oh, this is so hard not to put personal bias in.
Yeah, I know. Ross, you and I, you know, we hate running backs. So
yeah,
what are we going to do?
And these guys are separated.
I love all these players.
These guys are separated by 29 points from top to bottom. So wow. Very close. Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
All right. Well, I go first. Right. So I put Montgomery, Jacobs, Dobbins, Helaire.
Okay, so Scott, to you.
I have Dobbins, Monty, CEH, Jacobs.
See, the problem is I put Jacobs probably lower than I think the rest of the world does.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Yeah, so like I tried to like not just do what I wanted to because... But,
Okay, Kyle, your favorite position.
Yeah.
Because I think I would
expect big things, Kyle.
You better, you don't get all 4 of these then.
I know.
Just an absolutely
then I look familiar. Like a complete fool as opposed to just a partial fool. Say Dobbins 1, CEH 2, Montgomery 3, Jacobs 4.
Did Kyle hit all four?
Kyle did not hit all four. None of you hit all four.
I'm afraid.
this is a tough game. So the actual order is Clyde Edwards-Helaire 1.
What?
David Montgomery 2. J.K. Dobbins 3.
Damn it.
Josh Jacobs 4.
Well, good that Jacobs is on the bottom, but I put up one more point.
Yes, so Scott got 2 for that one. Russ got 1 and Kyle got 1.
So 4, 4, and 2.
I almost put CEH 1. I thought people might the calculator might have it.
Yes, the total darn. Right now is 4, 4, 2. So there's two positions or two rounds left.
Time, baby.
I mean, technically there's 10 points up for grabs, but I don't expect any of you to get close to 10 points. So.
Thanks, Rocky.
Yeah, seriously. What have we done so far to make you think we won't get all 10 points?
I don't know. Just a feeling. Exactly.
Do we even have 10 points through three rounds like total between us?
4-4-2,
exactly,
baby.
What you have. 10
we got
points
10
total.
Points exactly.
4-4-2. Yeah.
Good math.
Okay, but Russ, this is your wheelhouse, wide receiver. So.
Yeah, because I don't put bias into wide receivers at all.
Oh, and wait till you hear who the wide receivers are.
Oh, you're again.
Oh.
It'll all become receivers.
Hopkins, I know the list he's given.
Mike Williams. Higgins.
Yeah.
Higgins, Williams, Pittman, Judy.
Ridley.
These were literally super close, and it is not something I just did. It was the closest group I could find. That's why I did them. And it's
right.
They're
right.
Separated by 11 points from top to bottom. Five wow. guys. Yeah.
You didn't just take five Clemson guys for us? Go Hopkins, Williams, Higgins, and Renfro.
We'll
putting
start
Justin
with,
Ross just for next season. It's fine.
And Scott, we're going to start with you after I read the names.
Okay.
Which those names are Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley. So you got a lot of them, Russ, when you started throwing names out there. And like I said, I wasn't even trying to do it because I knew you were going to be on the show. I just saw this group. I was like, wow, those are close. And then it was like everybody Russ likes. So.
All right. Man, Ridley's such a wild card, you know?
Oh, wait, not everyone's putting him at number one automatically? Oh.
I am.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I am. I don't know where else to put him, honestly. So maybe just get him out of the way and try to get the maximum amount right after that, I guess. I don't know. So I'm going to go Ridley, Johnson, Evans, Higgins, Pittman. Because Pittman gets no respect. And like Higgins, everyone kind of was like, bleh, once they got Chase. So that's kind of what I've seen. It's definitely not my personal rankings, but there you go.
Okay, Kyle, you're next.
So I'm going to maybe bank on, you know, Scott had the complete opposite with at quarterback. Watson 1, Watson 5. So maybe I'll bank on that here. Go Mike Evans 1, Deontay Johnson 2, T. Higgins 3, Michael Pittman 4, and Calvin Ridley at the end, number 5. Sorry if I took your exact order, Russ, which I suppose, since you're ahead of me, would actually be more to my detriment than yours. If
that is my exact order, though.
Okay. Well, that really screws me then.
I just want to make sure.
So good job. Right.
It was yours. It was, I guess, both of yours. Was Evans, Deontay, Higgins, Pittman, Ridley?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was interesting. The exact order is Pittman, Higgins, Deontay, Ridley, Evans.
What?
So did any of us get any of them right?
No.
Wait, say it again?
Wide receivers don't matter.
T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Ridley, Evans.
Wow, people hate Evans.
I almost went Higgins 2, Deontay 3 as well. That'd have been nice.
But yeah, Pittman was 280.7.
Well, I mean, good
Higgins,
for Pittman.
Deontay, and Ridley were 278.7, 0.4, and 0.1.
Wow.
And Evans was 269.5. So, like I said, super close, but no points for that round. So when it comes down to this last one.
That was embarrassing.
I definitely think it's a tough thing to do, though. So, again, this one's a mixed bag of actually what I did was I used one of each position and a pick. So
you're going to said rank... this is premium, right? TM tight end premium.
Superflex tight end premium. Yes.
Tight end premium. Okay.
Okay. So the not the order, but the list is Derrick Henry, T.J. Hockenson, Deebo Samuel, Tua Tagovailoa, and a 2022 mid first.
Shouldn't the pick have been in first in the order because it's numbered alphabetically first?
Yeah, geez, right.
Don't you have to do it all over again? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll read it again. I figured I'd put it last or first, so I ended up going last.
Yep, can't fault the logic.
Superflex, right?
Yeah,
Superflex tight end premium.
Premium, yep.
4.0 tight end premium?
Yes, 4.0 tight end premium.
Okay, Scott, perfect.
Exactly it.
Got it.
And we are starting with Russ. Yes, Kyle was running. Or, no, right?
No, no, I picked wide receiver. No, I picked running back. He picked wide receiver. So
it's I'm sorry, starting with Kyle. Yes, Scott started wide receiver.
This will be dead air for a little bit here then.
Russ edited it out.
You had to pick a quarterback that I have no clue on. Thanks.
That's the point, Scott.
I hate the order I just picked.
Watch Russ get all five or something too after saying he hates the order.
Right.
All right. So I have no idea how they values the picks. I'll go Deebo Samuel one, the 106, or sorry, I just assumed it was 106 in mid. The 2022 mid first as the number two. How much is the premium?
1.5, I think. Yeah. Russ said it is, so that's what
I'll say TJ Hockenson 3, Tua Tagovailoa 4, and Derrick Henry 5.
Okay, so Russ, word to you.
This is so wrong because, again, I put Henry at first because I still think he's up there. I put Henry, Deebo, Tua first, then Hockenson.
Okay, so
I have confidence in none of that.
Same here, Russ. The confidence is in the outhouse.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So, Scott.
Okay, so I mean, I'm just gonna bank on Superflex and say 201 Hockenson 2. It seems crazy that a first wouldn't be 5. Like, how would it not? How would a random mid first be worth more? But okay, so Tua Hawk, I'm gonna go the first, Deebo Henry 5.
Tua Hawk first, Deebo Henry. I will say this: one of you did end up winning. It was a tie coming into this 4-4-2. The actual order is Derrick Henry, T.J. Hockenson, Tua, the mid first, and Deebo Samuel.
I got 3 of those.
Russ actually got 3 of the highest score of any round, I think, of the game. So.
He has more points than first? I have total.
What?
Henry's first?
Yep. He's 377.8 still in the
and a random 22 first is worth more than Deebo.
A mid first
is worth more than Deebo.
The mid was 354.8. Deebo was 335.8.
You think Debo's getting respect? Deebo ain't getting no respect. None. No, I know he was.
No, I'm pretty sure Russ scored more in that round than I had the entire game.
He did.
Good job, Russ.
It's super.
Or bad job, Kyle.
Besides the fact you won the first game, that's super embarrassing for you.
I didn't win the first game, though. So that's even more embarrassing. Scott did.
That's how long ago it feels. We're at an hour already.
I know. I didn't think these games were going to take as long as they did.
We have been rambling.
It'll be much shorter when you edit out the you know.
By we, I mean me.
When you edit out all the times you guys were writing stuff down, it'll be much shorter. So we are.
Wait, hold on. I get to choose. I want to play the name game, Robbie.
We are going to the name game with Scott with one game, Russ shocking with flexion. One game, and Kyle looking to tie it up and screw me over here. So let's get to it.
Kyle, I need you to win this
Or you could win.
Not even for your purposes, just so that it messes Rocky up.
Well, no, because then we have to go to a tiebreaker. No, and then I have a chance.
He's saying he doesn't have a chance of winning the end game.
Oh, fair enough. You're right. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Rocky, I told you it's going to be themed. Some of these, I get them before I even know what you're saying. And most of them, I'm just sitting there in my car just with a blank stare going, what, how, who? I don't even know what that means.
Well, see, what's really fun is since I edit, I actually, like, listen to the name game. So, like, I see if I can get it before the people that play actually do, not when I, you know, edit it down to, like, a two-second gap.
But speaking of the theme and how hard it is, I've had some, Russ can attest to this, I've had some rough name games. I attribute that more to the people than to me.
Absolutely, but, because I get most of them.
But I feel like I made this one very easy. So,
what's going to be Disney movies?
No, not easy.
Disney movies and Seattle Seahawks players?
Easy in general. But I mean, should we explain the name game, Russ, or should I just...
No, we are done explaining the name game.
Okay. Kyle, hopefully
we can't do it anyway.
If you don't...
Kyle, if you've heard it, you know.
It's funny because you were like, oh, yeah, I've seen Gabe do it on the open bar. It's like, oh, I'm not sure. And then, like, you know, listen to one of our episodes, just make sure it's like, yeah, this is exactly how Gabe explained it. Like, okay. Gabe did this one right. So, you know, ye of little faith.
And then did awful when he was on last time.
Okay.
I mean, he could make the game. It doesn't mean you're good at the game. I'm sure whoever invented football wasn't the best at playing football.
So, yeah, you buzz in using your name just Rutgers. As a reminder. I'm not going to get into all the in-depth rules. So hopefully you did listen to an episode and know what those are. But we will be having a theme, as always, and we're recording this 10 days before Christmas. I don't know when Russell released it. So that is the theme, is Christmas. Just things having to do with Christmas, Russ. It's not Christmas movies or Christmas.
I heard my first freaking guest time on this show. John Bosch gave a freaking Christmas movie theme, and it was the most discriminating thing I've ever been a part of in fantasy football.
By the way, I'm going to do this
because
now.
Christmas. At Christmas, the end. Christmas movies aren't a genre of movie. It's just a subplot. So people trying to categorize movies as Christmas movies is kind of not. Really,
I'm just saying, where's the Hanukkah movies?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's also true.
I was going to do this at the end just for fun, but as a test run, just to make sure, you know, give Kyle an idea. This one won't count. I did one for fun. The one non-Christmas reference I feel compelled to throw in on Russ's behalf.
Menorah Mara Cooper.
And NFC East wide receiver. Actually, it was not Menorah, but that would work, but
that's the one thing that John gave me. Menorah Mari Cooper. Yeah. What was it? I wasn't listening.
I just made the clue, the one non-Christmas reference I feel compelled to throw in specifically on Russ's behalf and NFC East wide receiver. All the other clues are easier than this.
Anna Kadarius Tony.
Yes. but that one does not count. But again, like I said, super
imaginary
easy.
Points.
Some of these are, like, yes, imaginary points. Some of these are so easy, I didn't even put a clue to the theme hint. So if you actually need one, you guys are in trouble. So, this would be one of them. If you need a hint on the Christmas part, something's wrong with you. So the first one is Jolly Bearded Man and AFC West running back.
And what running back? Sorry.
AFC.
Santa Clyde Edwards away.
You have to say your name first, first of all.
Scott.
Yes?
Santa Clyde Edwards away. Santa Claus Edwards away. Santa Claus.
You said AFC West?
Yes. So Scott cannot answer now because he got a row. It has to actually overlap.
Oh, sure. My.
He knows it now.
I was just trying to be fast and beat Russ. You know, like on Jeopardy when they just click and they don't actually know the answer. They're just like, hey, I got to get the buzzer.
Stop making me talk and not think about
it. Kyle. Santa Clausten Ecker? Eckler?
Yes. That's correct.
We all just can't speak English now, so that's awesome.
Not fair. Scott was distracting me.
Ah, yes.
So that's 3 points for Kyle, because no hints there. This next
one, I outscored my previous game in one round.
This next one actually has two possible answers for the Christmas part that both fit with the same player. So I will accept either. You'll realize when you hear it. Or I'll tell you at the end anyway. Holiday tradition where gifts are exchanged anonymously, an NFC East wide receiver.
NFC East?
Yes.
Russ. Either Dirty Santa or White Elephant, Antonio Gandy Golden?
No.
But that's right.
That is right, actually. Actually, no, AGG's not on the team anymore.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Is he?
He was cut and then re-signed.
Okay.
Too bad.
Wait, did you say NFC
East?
East.
I'm debating
Secret Santa Mari Cooper.
That is the correct answer.
What? Sorry, I was confused. Wes, what did you say the game was? Dirty Santa?
Yeah, that's what we used. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Never heard of that.
I thought that was a movie.
That's no, Bad Santa. What did you call it?
I mean, I'm sure Dirty Santa is also
white,
a movie,
but white elephant? We don't
need to talk about that.
But White Elephant, whatever you have.
White Elephant, Antonio Brown?
White Elephant and Dirty Santa are the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
White Elephant. I've only ever heard that game refer to a Secret Santa. Alliterations are awesome.
Yeah, White Elephant actually fits the clue. So I think I have to give that to Russ.
All right, fair enough.
I think they both get points.
No.
The other thing I was thinking that you could have gone with, that's why I said there were two, was Secret Santa Mari Cooper or Pollyanna Mari Cooper. Have you guys not referred to it as Pollyanna?
Again, I didn't know that there was any way to refer to this.
Is it like a weird sex thing?
No.
Yeah.
Again, that's Dirty Santa.
So Russ is getting. I'm giving Russ the points for that one. Sorry, Kyle. That was an acceptable answer given the clue that I gave. So that is a holiday tradition.
Ambiguous questions. Great job.
Being generous. It's the giving season. We'll give it to Russ.
Okay. Next one. Santa's preferred method of entry, an AFC South wide receiver. This was probably the hardest of the clues I gave, but I don't think it's that hard.
NFC South?
Yes. I'm sorry, AFC South. I think I said AFC South.
Did you?
Okay. I thought you said yeah. AFC.
Russ.
Yes.
Chimnico Collins. God
damn it. Yes.
Damn it. Go on.
Knock him up, for you, Scott.
Fireplace. His place of entry. He enters through the fireplace.
The chimney.
No, he leaves. He leaves the fire. I wish we could put this on video.
I know. He flies up.
Well, it depends on. Like, I get what Scott's saying, right? Is the chimney itself part of the house?
Yes.
Like I agree with Russ. The second you're inside the chimney, you would be considered in the house. I would agree, and that's why I was. But I think that's what Scott was thinking.
These guys trying to get the points away from me already, Rocky.
You just stole from me last game. This is great. I love competition.
See, I love it. Like someone's listening and is like, "Oh my god, this Russ guy's an asshole. Why is he being such a dick about it?" I'm joking. I promise.
Nope. Russ is actually being an asshole now. okay, so popular Christmas Carol that is also a yearly Christmas TV program, an NFC South wide receiver.
What? Say that again?
Popular Christmas Carol that is also a yearly Christmas TV program, TV special.
Program. Jesus.
He's old.
There's some 23-year-old listening to this somewhere, like, it's a program.
What's a record?
Well, I didn't know what to call it. I wouldn't call it
it's
TV
a talking
show.
Picture. That sounds
like a it's a movie or a show. Like a program is a show.
It's like a half hour.
It's a made for TV movie.
That comes
it's a Hallmark movie? Hallmark Christmas?
Half hour cartoon that comes on every Christmas. And it's
and
a
what's
popular
the
Christmas Carol.
Looney Tunes.
What's the
NFC South wide receiver? Maybe I made these harder than I thought. I didn't think that was that difficult.
I don't know anything about Christmas.
Dude, Kyle. Russ is Jewish and he's got two of these.
Kyle. Jingle All the Way, Antonio Brown. Yeah, it's not that this works.
No.
So anyway, that's all I got.
That's when you go like the NFC West or the AFC South, so you could do Way J Brown or Way J Green.
Yeah. I'm curious, do you guys have the first part?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't even know if I got the movie right.
I didn't say it's not a movie.
No, it's a
show.
It's a program. Song and a show. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Yearly. He didn't say year long. He said yearly.
No, it's a yearly Christmas special. It's a half hour cartoon. I even said that. I think it's a half hour. You guys can take a hint if you want it.
Hold on.
Just both have to agree on it.
I honestly have no idea. I'll take the hint.
I'll take the hint.
On the Christmas part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It features a corncob pipe, a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal.
Oh. Is it the full title?
I'll go Russ.
Russ.
Frosty the Snowman, Antonio Brown.
Yes. Kyle actually had the right player.
I thought it was
Russ. That can be out of point.
I was thinking like Charlie Brown or something, man.
See, I was at least with Rudolph.
That's what I thought. There was only two of them to me, Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman.
Charlie Brown is a annual program.
But it's not a Christmas Carol.
Oh, Christmas Carol. Like, I know what Christmas carols are.
I've seen a Muppets Christmas Carol. Does that count?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's so good. You should all watch
maybe
that.
Maybe not for this question, doesn't it? Yeah. You see, he got it right. He's always trying to get more points, too.
I know.
I love it. The competitive edge never ends.
It's 9 Russ, 3 Kyle. I have 3 more left. So, Scott, you would need to get all 3 of these to even tie Russ.
I told you, I'm not getting any.
I did not think these were that hard, Scott. Scott's just like, yes.
I wasn't sure if he was frozen or just staring. I know. Down. It looked like he was frozen.
Staring like, yeah. Okay, the next one. A plant you kiss under, an NFC East running back.
Russ.
Wow, that was quick.
Missile Tony Pollard.
Yeah. Yes. Which means Russ has officially won this game. Because there are only 6 more points up for grab, and everybody.
No Stradamus over here. Nobody predicted that.
Hey, you're Dynasty the last two. I thought you were Dynasty Outhouse.
Change my handle to Dynasty Name Game, baby.
We're doing the last two because I wrote them out. So
damn sure.
the next one, it's where the elves make all the toys, an NFC South wide receiver.
Russ.
Yes.
North Polamidi Zacharias.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the last one is NFC South wide receiver. And something you hang on the Christmas tree.
Which division? Sorry?
NFC South.
Did you do anything that wasn't NFC South wide receiver?
I know. I noticed that after I did it.
Ornament Terrace Marshall.
No.
It's the player first, right?
It just doesn't count if you think of something else.
What was the clue again?
NFC South wide receiver and something you hang on the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Doesn't count, so if you know it, you can chime in. But yes, it was player first, so.
Oh, DJ Mornament.
Yes. it. And so.
I just came up with one. It was a Marquez Callaway Angel. I guess you don't hang the angel, you put it at the top. Never mind.
At the top, yeah. But
I shouldn't have said anything there. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Oh, no, well. That's a good one. There you go. You're coming up with them. There you go. Like you said.
Since we did those last two, I had a tiebreaker one. Movie shown repeatedly every Christmas, and AFC East wide receiver.
This is your Charlie Brown one there, Scott.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie AJ Brown? I guess not. That's not how that works at all.
It's just Charlie Brown. That's
what
it.
What was the division? Every Christmas day,
what
over
was the division?
And over. AFC East wide receiver.
Different division this time.
Yes.
A Christmas Story, Twan Moore. Twan Moore is a basketball.
You were
player,
close. You were very close.
Well, I know it's Christmas Story, but I'm blanking on the.
No, he was even close on the player.
Elijah.
Yes.
A Christmas Story, Elijah Moore.
Oh, wow, because I don't say Elijah.
E.
Elijah.
Well, that is his name.
But you say it Elijah?
Elijah.
No, so but in Philly, they do. Clue is wrong, is what you're
in
saying.
In Philly, they do.
Poetic license. Yeah, yeah. In Philly, we say Elijah. But that so Russ, that finishes us up. So Russ does win the night, 2-1. Russ, how you feeling right about now? He's blowing kisses to the crowd.
Which I suppose is just Scott and I right now. So, I mean, Scott, you won more games than I did, so congrats on that.
It's a repeat of last time, basically. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yes, and you finished close second in that other game too, didn't you?
I guess I'm the usher. This is your seat, ladies and gentlemen.
You're a very important part of the process, Kyle.
That's right. We couldn't do it without you, Kyle.
Damn straight. It would be anarchy in the auditorium or reception hall.
Anarchy in the auditorium. That'd be a good album/band name.
There you go. Anything you want to say, Russ, before we finish up here?
Bye.
Scott, anything you want to, promote?
I'm going to mark it on the calendar.
There any podcast you want to mention, Scott?
There was a podcast I was on once. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, Trade Addicts. It was
I filled in for some guy. I don't.
Dynasty Game Night?
Know what it is, so it's fine.
Okay, Scott. Thanks for coming on, Scott. That was great, Scott.
I'll mark it for next year.
Yes.
Thanks.
And Kyle, you want to just let everybody know all your stuff before we sign off here?
Yeah, so I'm with Full Press Coverage and Going for Two, do podcasts, articles, live streams, the whole bit for both. So just check me out on Twitter @SenraSays. Find everything there. Thanks a lot for having me, Rocky. And yes. I guess I can't say Russ for having me because he's a contestant too. But thanks for competing against me, Russ and Scott. It was great.
Thanks so much for coming on. It was a very, very good time. I appreciate you coming. Congrats to Russ. And we'll see you all probably next month when I do a show again, because nobody of us ever does a show anymore.
I got one ready. I was going to have one this week, but then you're like, oh, I'm going to do one. I'm like, oh, fine.
I'm playing in that one, Russ.
Maybe.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be back with Russ's show next time. Thanks for listening.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. With Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.